we have a situation here in Michigan where the fiscal year had just ended on Saturday. In Michigan, the state government left $20.5 million in federal funding for child care subsidies on the table. And joining us to talk about that is our friend Matt Giller, the president and CEO of Michigan Children. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Kyle.
So why did Michigan leave $20.5 million for child care on the table?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, and I guess in this case, the $20.5 million question. You know, it's really unprecedented in the history of the Child Care Development Block Grant Program nationally for a state to turn back that much money. There simply wasn't the political will for the legislature and the administration, frankly, to appropriate the required state matching dollars for this money.
Now, Matt, you used to serve in the House and served on the Appropriations Committee. We talked to a couple people from MERS yesterday. We talked with Al Pasholka. He's now the chair of the Appropriations Committee. He said he didn't receive a request for a supplemental from the Department of Education for that money. So since the department didn't ask for it, he didn't put it in the budget. What do you think of that?
Yeah, no, I'm not surprised. I mean, this issue came up late in the budget season last year when we were discussing this current fiscal year's budget. And then there were discussions being had. I was a part of many of them with administration officials throughout the summer, really starting way back in May and June throughout the summer, and with some legislators as well, but primarily with the administration about how to do this and how to make this happen. But ultimately, the decision was made at the administrative level not to push it.
Matt, tell our listeners what this money specifically would go for. This is for low-income people who need child care assistance, right?
Yes, this program is a federal program. It's been around for a long time. It's a child care subsidy program that provides working or support to working low-income and middle-income families. In Michigan, it's been primarily focused around very low-income working families, but other states have set their eligibility criteria at a much higher level, so it supports more people. But this is a federal program. Money flows through the states to provide child care assistance to low-income or middle-income working families.
Now, Senate Appropriations Committee Chair Dave Hildenbrand talked with us at MERS yesterday. He said he looked into the supplemental request and determined there's enough dollars going to this program to cover the current caseload. True?
No, absolutely. Well, to cover the caseload, perhaps you could make that argument. But as far as if you look across the board at our child care program and our child care system here in Michigan, we rank at the bottom or near the bottom nationally. So there are significant improvements that need to be made across the board to our child care system. And this money obviously could have gone a long ways towards making some of those improvements.
So you're talking about expanding the program, that there's still a lot of need out there, even if the current size of the program is perhaps being satisfied.
Absolutely. I mean, our eligibility, what we deem as people eligible for this program, jumped from all the way from 50th in the country to 49th. So we're the 49th worst state in the country in terms of eligibility for the program. Our rates are right near the bottom, 47th or 48th out of the 50 states in the country, meaning the rates that we pay to child care providers for providing this service to young people. And we just have huge issues across our child care system that this money could have really helped to address.
Matt Gillard, he is with the program, the president and the CEO of Michigan's Children. Thanks for joining us on the Steve Gruber Show this morning. Appreciate it, Matt.
Thanks, Kyle.
You're listening to the Steve Gruber Show. I'm Kyle Malin, editor of the MERS newsletter. We'll be back after this short break.